New open there. What do you think, Laura?
I love it.
I like our new big voice guy.
We learned a little bit about him in our morning meeting today.
Oh, really?
He has quite a history. Yes. I'm forgetting his name now, of course. But do you remember like the documentary style Green Bay Packers?
Yes. That was him. NFL Films?
That was him. Yes.
He's that same guy.
He was on David Letterman years ago in a funny thing you can find on YouTube.
Oh, John Facenda.
No, it's not John Facenda.
No. He's dead. He died in 1984. That'd be quite something, wouldn't it?
No, I think it's great. And, you know, it takes some getting used to for people who don't like change.
Yes,
but I think it's
sure.
wonderful. You got to freshen things up.
Texter says the new opening is 95% better than the old one.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, and the old one, we've been rocking with that for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I love change.
Me too.
And sometimes I think, sometimes you need to change just to change. You're mm-hmm. not mad about what it was before, but
right.
like, I don't know.
You want to freshen it up. That's
yes.
all it is.
Yeah. Now, for the rest of the show, could we fix that? It's not as easy as just hiring a new big voice guy. Right?
It's always evolving, isn't it?
That's pretty good. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate that. We'll figure out the guy's name. Laura is telling stories like I tell stories usually. Like, oh, we had this good
without any details. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to be with you on a very hot Monday. My goodness, I spent the morning out on a golf course. Which I'm not saying that as a brag. I don't know where you guys are on like the charity golf outing. The charity golf outing, there's a certain subset of the world that part of your life, part of the work world, is that you go to charity golf outings. And I don't know how to golf. I don't know how to golf. So I have a good friend who also, and now this guy is like a business big shot, and he also doesn't really know how to golf. But as he's like moved up in the business world, he's like, I guess I have to learn how to golf, right? Because this is part of the deal. But I was out there at this absolutely beautiful golf course in Prior Lake, doing some stuff for this charity that a home remodeler that I work with, they created a charity and they have a charity golf outing. It's called Custom One and they do this golf outing. And it was really great. But on my drive to Prior Lake, something happened to me on the highway that absolutely floored me, straight up astonished me. I'm driving on 694. It is 8:30 in the morning. I'm listening to Vanita interviewing Dan Hayes about the Byron Buxton running the cycle. And as I'm driving, a guy in a pickup truck signals left. I'm in the left lane. He's in the middle lane. And just starts moving over, and I'm right there. So I honk the horn. And Dan, I know, like, when it comes to honking the horn, you're hesitant.
When it comes to honking the horn, this is exactly the situation you should be honking the horn in when somebody clearly doesn't see you.
They didn't see
and you're alerting them to your presence. The problem is we all lay on the horn 50,000 other times, and so when somebody hears the horn, that's not their first thought.
So I did a...
But I digress.
Like a quick three, like trying to signal with the horn, stop it. And...
Please don't merge into me, sir.
Please don't merge into me. And I worry about it right now because when you honk the horn or when you drive around, you look and like, how many people have earbuds in while they're in their cars? And I'm like, I hope they can hear, right? You got noise canceling or whatever when I put my earbuds... What are they called? AirPods?
AirPods. Or earbuds. Or you can just combine them into AirBuds. Whatever you want to do.
So this guy almost, boom,
yeah,
slams into me. But he heard the horn. He moved. And what he did next, 0% chance I saw it coming. he rolled down his window, sort of waved, slowed down for me to catch up to him, and was like being incredibly apologetic.
My bad.
I could not believe that it happened because I'm, especially with the construction going on, I feel like people on the roads are being maniacs. And seeing someone actually be like, whoa, I'm so sorry. It was, I just was floored by it. I would love to hear if you have a tale of like decency, kindness, quality behavior on the road. 651-461-9226. Because early on a Monday morning, I'm driving to Prior Lake. I'm not really that thrilled that I'm up at 8 in the morning driving to this golf. I wasn't going to golf. I was going to work a little bit. And it just put me in a great mood. An absolute great nude. Because not great nude.
Jeez.
That's a different show altogether.
What kind of golf tournament was this?
It's a different show. It's so unusual. And I feel like drivers have been like, I don't know what you felt this weekend driving around, but there were a couple of times this weekend on the road, there was a guy in a car who I thought he was taking advantage of the new motorcycle law where you can kind of weave in and out of the lane.
Yeah.
And this dude, like he was weave, like it wasn't a quick get to the right lane, get to the left lane. It was straight up weaving through. You're like, my God, I'm going to be killed.
Carefully observing the speed limit, too, I'm sure.
Poof. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. For me, it was great. Like it is. And I think about this because we're all a little on edge on the roads, right? We are nervous to honk because what if somebody loses it? And not that I think we always need to be worried about like, oh, road rage could rear its head or whatever. I don't think that's a realistic thing to always be worried about, but it is something I think about. Like, oh, what do I do if I honk the horn and this guy does something and then now, right? And the same is with if I screw up, like sometimes I've screwed up on the road and you're like, how do I communicate my bad?
I think you're doing it. That's what I do.
What this guy did, I thought was
just
great.
You know, hold up the hands like, hey, sorry.
I did that to someone before, and let's just say they were not accepting my apology.
Well, like, I mean,
was like a full-on rager by that guy, and I was wrong, but then it was like, let's not escalate the situation. Let's go to Steve and Hugo on the CCO Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. Steve, it's people in your part of the state. It was a nice interaction on the road today.
Yeah, that is a great story, Jason. I had a very similar one up in Lionel Lakes when I was coming off of 35W, getting on a County Road J, and I'm going to take a right-hand turn.
Yep.
And this guy in the pickup truck pulls up behind me, and I'm waiting for the red light. I got a red light, and it says no turn on red. And I'm like waiting there because I'm not turning.
Right.
And he starts laying on the horn and laying on. He's like getting so angry at me, and I'm like, I'm 2 seconds from just like, what the heck? What's going on? And all of a sudden, I just roll my window down. I point it up at the sign, and he just like, oh, that look, right? You could I give my rear view and that look. And I turn, he catches up to me, rolls his window down, and he was like, ah, dude, I am so sorry. And I go, no problem. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That's cool. That is cool. Did you have a moment when he rolled his window down that you thought it might be going in a different direction?
I know. When I pointed at the no turn on red sign and he looks up and sees it, it was like that, you know, that blank expression where his lips kind of go, oh, you know, right away he got it. And he was just like, put his head down.
Yeah, that's so good. But, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too. 651-461-9226. Love to hear more of those stories as we continue. Monday, it is Drive Time with DeRusha. It's a nice little moment today. I mean, obviously, having somebody almost crash into me is not ideal.
No, but the fact that they didn't, yeah, you know, means the story has a happy ending.
That's
Can we
right.
go back to Steve's call for just a moment? Because I do want to ask this question.
Sure.
How much road rage would be eliminated if there was no such thing as a no turn on red sign? Because I think,
yeah,
how many of us can identify with the fact that you have that sign there and the person behind you can't see it
they
because of the placement,
yep,
or just hasn't seen it and is assuming that you can be turning right and you're not, and they're explaining what they think of your driving skills in yeah. no uncertain terms.
It's true.
You're just trying to obey the law.
Had a friend at work who told me about somebody cutting them off. My friend honked to let him know he was there. Friend made a turn, another turn, and noticed the car following him. Pulled in the Home Depot parking lot. The car pulls up in front of him. Now, you, at this point in this story, I'm very concerned about how this is going to end up. Window down and says, "Totally my fault. I didn't see you. I'm so sorry." Unexpected, but restored a little faith in humanity, says the texter. Now, I would be nervous to do that, to follow someone and
yeah.
apologize, because I would be worried that they would think I'm there to kill them.
That you're there to rage at them, yeah.
Right. It is a hard thing. Like, something different happens to us behind the wheel of the car. And there's something about, and I notice it in myself. You work with me every day.
I do.
On a,
would you take some vacation, okay. please?
On a 1 to 10, if you were to, like, where would you rank my, like, temper or hot-headedness?
Oh, I mean, you're like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very, very chill. It takes a lot to get you really going.
Sometimes I'll be, like, a little short. But
yeah, but that's not
even
but,
that is very rare.
Yeah, no.
But
put you
the
behind
car,
the wheel.
Yeah, I feel a little more like.
Do you think it's
a little more angry?
Is it the anonymity of it? Right, like mm-hmm. we talk about this all the time on the internet that people will say just outrageous, ridiculous, crazy, insane things because there's no personal responsibility of it. If you're sitting in the car behind the wheel, and you're just you know. Cursing one way and up another, well, there's no consequence
yeah.
to that because you're just venting,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's when that anger translates into your driving, now we
yeah.
have the problem. But if you're just, you know, popping off.
I think the psychology of it is interesting. I think there's something, there's an unusual space of being in a car that it makes you feel like you're on some sort of independent island where it's very, yeah, the anonymity may be part of it. Now, texter says, 3 tabs on the horn, and I should have dropped back and let him make his lane change. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's all, you know, what, whenever I'm on the road and I see somebody doing something a little unexpected, I want to back out and give them room.
It's like, yeah, I'm not going to be one of those people, you know, you have people.
I'm not the warrior here trying to be the blocker.
Well, that's just it. You know people that will try to, you know, merge into your lane if you've given, you know, a car length and a half. So there's not really room to be making that merge,
right.
but they're just going to duck in there anyway, and you see them coming and they're going to make that move. I'm not the guy that's going to then speed up and try to shrink that distance.
Like 9 times out of 10, I'm not that guy.
Well, I suppose that's probably, yeah, you're probably right to qualify.
But you know, every once in a while, you're like,
but for the most part,
it.
Because it's just, it's not worth, as
no,
righteous as you feel for them making what you think is a dumb move,
yeah.
it's not worth risking the accident for it.
No.
Or, you know, and again, we're a carry state, open carry state, so you don't know who's carrying and who's not carrying in this
yeah.
day and age. So it just isn't worth it.
Another texter says, I wish I found all these people that realized that what they did was wrong and apologize. Y'all making it up.
I mean.
Well, that's why I'm like, I need to talk about this
exactly.
today because it was so surprising. I just did not expect it. And indeed, in life, in general. It would be amazing to have more people say, like, oh, I screwed that up. I say that I screwed that up probably too much. But, like, we're doing so much here. Like, we're bound to screw stuff
up. Because I'm not sure you can say it too much. I understand what you're saying by saying it that way. But it's a lesson that I learned here in this job very early on in my career, is that even if it isn't, a thing isn't your fault directly, just you know, if somebody's upset, just, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. And it tends to just quash everything. Rather than trying to sit there, well, okay, except that there's this thing, and then there's this thing, and then there's this circumstance, and, you know, then this person did that, and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know what? Just squash the whole thing. I'm sorry, it won't happen again.
I tried to teach my brother that when it came to, like, getting in trouble with our parents.
How'd that work out for you? Or for him?
I mean, it worked out great for me.
I was going to say.
When you screw up, even if you don't screw up, if you immediately own it and apologize, well, what's your mom going to say then?
Exactly.
Like, it throws them off.
Everything.
It throws them off. UGEL may be right. Road rage is your desire to win at traffic. You're sort of pooped on all day. You want to win something.
There might be something to
that. That may be right. Yeah. That may be right. Another texter says Minnesota drivers are literally the most incompetent drivers on the planet.
Literally.
They would never apologize. I got tailgated on two-lane roads with nowhere to go. Nobody can zipper merge. It's ridiculous. These people don't exist. I got lucky. Well, maybe true. Again, this is why I'm so astonished. Now, some are suggesting that the pickup driver knew who I was. I would say, I mean, I do have a vanity license plate that says DeRussia on it, and the car is kind of decaled up with the show logo.
Ah,
so
okay,
it's possible. It's oh gosh, very good. 3:31. When we come back, it is a crisis outside of the metro area. Having enough doctors to take care of people in parts of the state we call rural. There's work going on right now to get more doctors who want to take care of more Minnesotans. Really interesting approach. We're going to talk about that when we come back in just a minute on Drive Time.